Blog Talk
Hi,
Radio.
This is...
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow with just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, this is Michael Clark.
Hey, Craig. How are you? You made it.
I'm good. I made it.
Yeah, it's easy, huh?
You made it, too.
I did.
Yeah,
it's
kind of trippy.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you do your show.
All right.
All right. Have a great show, and I will talk at you later.
All right.
All right. Bye.
So, welcome. Bye. Welcome, everybody. Today's show is about hope for people who struggle, which in everybody in the world, that is everybody. And I wanted to share with you some things that helped me when I struggle. And I wanted to start by just by giving a definition of hope, and then go from there and then talk about when we have hard times and when we and how we can use hope to get through hard times, because be told we all struggle. So hope is a strange thing. Let me pull something up real quick. All right. It says in the dictionary that hope is an optimistic state of mind based on an expectation of positive outcomes with respect to events and circumstances in one's life or the world at large. As a verb, its definitions include expect with confidence and, quote, to cherish a desire with anticipation. All right. So if hope is an optimistic state of mind that's based on an expectation of positive outcomes with respect to events and circumstances in one's life, the first thing we have to do to have hope is to cultivate a positive attitude. How do we cultivate a positive attitude? Well, one thing I do to cultivate a positive attitude is the first thing I do every morning is I wake up and I tell myself, today is going to be a good day. Despite what happens to me and despite what the day brings, today is going to be a positive day. And some days are hard. Some days I'm sad. Some days I'm angry. And some days I just don't want to do things. But I have to remind myself that whatever happens, in my life throughout the course of the day, positive, and I will try my best. And I can't tell you how many times that has helped me and that has made it possible for me to do things. Now, question you ask is, okay, if I have hope, if I wake up and I say to myself, today is going to be a good day, and it's not a good day, and things happen and things are just hard, how do I have hope when that happens? Well, I've noticed as I do my best and I serve others and as I do positive things in my life, that uplifts my spirit, and that helps me to be positive, and that enables me to have greater hope. If there's anybody out there that is having a hard time, I know that life is not easy, and I know that life is hard, but I know that as we try to do the best we can, and as we try to do what we know is right, I know that things will work out. And so now that we have now that we have talked about how to cultivate a positive attitude and with respect to events and circumstances, how do we expect with confidence? All right. So confidence is being sure that things will happen, and being able to just move forward. So the next question is how do we do that when things are hard? And the way that I've learned to do it is I just move at my own speed, a little bit of it. I do things a little bit at a time, and also when you're moving forward with confidence, because we're human, we're going to make mistakes. But as we're moving forward, as we're moving forward one step at a time, I'm confident enough to know that if I make mistakes, I'm going to be okay. And if I make mistakes, I just take a step back, fix the mistake, and move on. Now you might say, that's pretty simple. Sometimes that is simple, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's hard. So, If any of you at any time want to share anything that you any experience that you have, to call in. The guest call-in number is 424-234-9540. Hang on just a second. All right. My cat was having a hard time, so I went and made sure my cat was okay. So, there are times in our lives to where it's hard and we don't know how we're gonna make it. And if it's all right with you guys, I wanted to share with you a personal experience as an example, and then tell you how I get through it every day because it's ongoing. So if you have listened to this show in the past, I lost my wife almost 3 years ago, and there are days that life moves on as normal, and then there are days that are just hard. For example, there are moments during the weekend that is just hard because my wife and I used to do a lot of things on the weekends, and she's not physically here, and so how do I move forward with hope, and how do I cultivate a positive attitude when it's hard? I remember she always wanted me to do my very best. And so, when things are hard, I remember that she wanted me to do my very best. And so I remember that, and I just do the best I can. And when it's really hard and I feel like there's no end to the day or no end to the night, I just say to myself, okay, right now is hard, but tomorrow will be a better day. And when you go through life with that mindset, the next day is always a better day. I would invite you, if you're having a hard time right now, I would invite you the next time, if you're going through a hard time, tell yourself, you know, today right now is a hard time, but tomorrow will be a better day. And if you approach life minute by minute instead of the longer blocks of time, That also helped, as, and I know that as you build confidence and cultivate a positive attitude, and remember that life is not always in the destination where you want to go, but sometimes life is in the details, and life is in the journey. And so we don't always have to do life perfectly, because life is rarely perfect, but we can move through life as we cultivate a positive attitude, and we can do our very, very best, and we can move forward with hope. I wanted to share with you some quotes on hope, so that when you're having a hard time, you can remember these quotes, and they can help you to be calm, and they can help you have confidence and move forward. All right. The first one. Hang on. Wait. Let me pull it up. Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of Great Britain during World War II, said, quote, "All the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope." And so that means that everything that's worth something in life starts out simple, and many can be expressed very simply, and hope is one of those things. So the next quote is by Brad Henry. He said, "A good teacher can inspire hope, ignite the imagination, and instill a love of learning." This is a good quote. Michelle Obama once said, quote, "You may not always have a comfortable life, and you will not always able to solve all the world's problems at once. The importance you can have, because history has shown that courage can be contagious, and hope can take on a life of its own." All right. All right. Give me 1 second, I got it. Jonas Salk, the inventor of the polio vaccine, once said, "Hope lies in dreams, in imagination, courage of those who dare to make dreams into reality." Emily Dickinson, the poet, said, "Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all." Barbara Kingsolver said, "The very least you can do in your life is figure out what you hope for, And the most you can do is live inside that hope. Not admired from a distance, but live right in it under it. So that means one of the most basic, one of the most simple things you can do in life is to figure out what you hope for. And sometimes when things are dark and you don't know where you're going, sometimes the only thing you can do is find that hope and live inside that hope. Just admire it, like she says, but live in it. Just work for the things that you want and to just hope for those things. Lainey Taylor said, hope can be a powerful force. Maybe there's no actual magic in it, but when you know what you hope for most and hold it like a light within you, you can make things happen almost like magic. Now, for a lot of they find hope in books, or they find hope, or they find hope in talks, or they find hope in other people's words. Me, I'm a Christian, and sometimes I find hope in the scriptures. And and I know that there are a lot of you that have a religious tradition. If you don't, that's okay too. But I just wanted to share these scriptures about hope, because they mean a lot to me as well. And I hope you can take courage and find hope in these as I have. One of my favorites goes like this. It's found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And it says, quote, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Another neat one is in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And it says, quote, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. I really like that one, because sometimes we don't know where things will lead. But as we hope and as we pray, God knows the plans that he has for us. And he wants to give us hope, and he wants to give us a future. And as we trust in God, he can help us do that. Another one is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. It says, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Another really good one is Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It goes, may the hope of God fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And finally, there's one in Job chapter 11, verses 18 and 19. It says, you will be secure because there's hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety, quote unquote. All right. I hope as I go through these, you'll be able to feel the hope and begin to understand the power of hope and be able to cultivate a sense of hope and begin to cultivate a positive attitude, because I've learned for me, hope starts with a positive attitude. All right. Napoleon Bonaparte said, courage is like love. It must have hope for nourishment. And an interesting thing is love and hope are kind of connected. Uses that as well. Maya Angelou wrote, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of hope. Let's see. Again, if anybody wants to call in, just feel free to call in at 424-243-9540. Okay. All right. These next quotes talk about having hope for the future. Albert Einstein said, learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. The important thing is not to stop questioning. For me, I take from that. For me, the important thing is not to stop, because if you don't stop hoping, then even if things get hard, the thing you have to cling on to is hope. Franklin D. Roosevelt, a president of the United States, said, we have always held to the hope, the belief, the conviction that there is a better life, a better world beyond the horizon. Tish Nhat Hanh said, hope is important because it can make the present moment less difficult to bear. If we believe that tomorrow will be better, we can bear a hardship today. I know that to be true because I use that a lot. Things may be hard now, but if we believe that tomorrow will be better, it always is. Nelson Mandela great man and president of South Africa said, quote, our human compassion binds us the one to the other, not in pity or patronizingly, but as human beings who have learned how to turn our common suffering into hope for the future. Alfred Lord Tennyson said, quote, hope smiles from the threshold of the year to come, whispering, it will be happier, unquote. Because then inner strength and toughness is produced. Jan Dargat said, a positive statement propels hope toward a better future. It builds up your faith and that of others, and it promotes change. What are things that you hope for? What are things that help you feel positive? What are things that help you feel hopeful? If any of you want to contribute, give me a call. Again, the number is 424-243-9540. All right. Let's see. There are some more folks. These tie into the definition of hope that I talked about earlier. Helen Keller once said, optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. Woodrow Wilson, President of the United States, said, you are not here merely to make a living. You are here in order to enable the world to live more amply with greater vision and a finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world. And you impoverish yourself if you forget the errand. Martin Luther King once said, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Magic Johnson, the basketball player, said, all kids need is a little help, a little hope, and someone who believes in them. I know that to be true because I believe that everybody's going through something, and everybody needs somebody to believe in them and to inspire hope in them. One of those people for me has been my mom, because she always believes. She always believes that, and she always told me that I could do anything that I set my mind to, and I still believe that. Charles Dickens, the English author, said, quote, it's always something to know you've done the most you could, but don't leave off hoping, or it's of no use doing anything. Hope to the last, quote unquote. Ed Markey said, we must vote for hope, vote for life, vote for a brighter future for all of our loved ones. Let's see. Samuel Smiles said, hope is the companion of power and mother of success. For whoso hopes strongly has within him the gift of miracles. Howard Thurman said, is the bearer of a new possibility, the enlarged horizon, the great hope. What are things that help you have a new possibility, an enlarged horizon, or hope? Let's see what we can get. Alright. This is a great one. This is by Thomas Carlyle. He said, "He who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything." So, if the one thing I've learned to do is to always hope, because if I always have hope, then things will work. Desmond Tutu said, "Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all the darkness." And isn't that true? Because sometimes, as we walk through life, it's very dark. But and sometimes to get to the light, we have to walk through the darkness. Sometimes it's not fun. But sometimes sometimes the light shines a little bit in front of us so that we can be able to take those steps into the darkness and keep moving. All right. Let's see. Let's see what else I can find for you. Fuller said, "Let your hopes, not your hurts, shape your future." My frustration is not well. I know that to be true because sometimes my life doesn't and hasn't gone the way that I want it to. But as I have hope, it helps to soften that pain, and it feels the holds of frustration in my heart. I like that one. Charles Lindbergh. "No longer endless, or the horizon destitute of hope." Charles M. Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, said, "A whole stack of memories never equal one little hope." He said, "To live without hope is to cease to live." I know that one of the things that keeps me going is I try to keep moving, and I try to keep hoping, because I've learned that if I don't have any hope, and if I cease trying, and I cease moving, and I cease fighting, I'm dead. Aristotle said, "Hope is a waking dream." All right. So again, what are things that that help you have hope? What are things that help you to keep moving? What are things that help you to stay positive? One of the things that helps me have hope is knowing that knowing that my wife always wanted me to do good things, even if they were hard. She always told me that so sometimes you have to do hard things, but if you don't do hard things, And sometimes you're not going to like to do the hard things, but sometimes you just got to do them. And I didn't always like it when she said that, but things that bring me hope. Let me see. Give me 1 second. Hey, Joe Kunzelman, you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Whoa.
What are things that bring you hope?
I have hope in Jesus Christ and everything that he's done so that we can get back to heaven. That's my main hope.
Good.
That drives everything in my whole life.
Mine too. What are some hard things that you've gone through, and how has that hope helped you?
I've had the challenges of getting through my training for my career, and just the brutality of working 100 hours a week for 5 years really was sort of crushing. But through that, I continued to do as much as possible with all of my church things and reading scriptures, saying prayers by myself and with my family. And so although that was a brutal, crushing time of my life, those 5 years, I really think that the hope that my faith in Jesus Christ gave me got us through that. That was
one
of the hardest periods of time. Then after that, lots of responsibilities came, and trying to be in charge of family and church congregation and chief of medical staff. And attempting to do all these things simultaneously, then that required a new, also more hope, and trying to stay focused on what's important and try to not leave something important undone or just ignore something. Even though you're busy, you've got to keep track of all the important things.
Yeah.
So I like what you said earlier that if you break it down into smaller blocks of time and just do your best with the minute or the hour or the day that you're in right then, instead of looking at, oh my gosh, I'm going to be the leader of my church congregation for I'm not even sure how many years, or I'm going to be the chief of surgery and the chief of medical staff for a couple of years, or I'm going to have these kids for the next 15 years, or if you
or more.
Look at things in such big blocks of time, I think you're more vulnerable to getting into a hopeless or despair sort of state. So I liked your advice earlier. Just keep focused on smaller blocks of time that are more manageable. Just get through today, or just say, okay, today was a tough day, like you said, but tomorrow it's going to be better.
For me, that always seems to work. I don't know why, but like you, I have hope in Jesus Christ, and he has told me that that even when things get tough, that he will always be my friend, and that has really helped me get through some of the hard times. because, as I said, life is not easy.
Yep, I loved all the quotes that you gave. Those were a great series of quotes from people with lots of life experiences and in different parts of the world and different areas of expertise, and that was super.
One of the things that I have that has really helped me was the in the movie Frozen 2, Anna, one of the main characters, she's like, what do you do if you don't know what to do next? And the old advisor says, and as we go through life, and as we try to do what's right, and as we do, like Frozen 2 says, the next right thing, that will increase our hope, and that will increase our momentum, and we can keep on moving and keep on progressing. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know if all of this has been helpful, but it's sure been helpful to me, and I'm sure grateful to be doing this. This is the first time I've done it by myself, but I really enjoyed talking to you, Joe, and to all the people who will listen to this in the future. And I wanted to.
Well, thanks for having me on your show. My wife.
Oh, no problem.
So I'm going to get going. And everybody out there, have a wonderful month, and we'll see you next month.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, in closing, I just wanted to remind you to break things down into smaller, manageable bits, and to never stop hoping, and never stop trying, because if all we can do is the best we can do, then that's all we can do. But I know that as we do our best, and we try our best, I know that things will work out, and I know that there's hope for the future, even though things seem dark, and even though things are hard, and I hope you all have a wonderful evening, and remember that as you have hope, and you try to do what's right, you will succeed. Thank you so much for listening, and if you want to listen to the show in the future, it's available on demand. Have a wonderful evening, and always have hope, and always believe, and remember that you are, that you're better, that you're stronger than you believe, and that you are, and that you are enough. And with that, I wish you a wonderful night, and have a great evening. Good night.